the satellite, got lost in the ride up to the plunge down. Man sends the ray of the electric light, sends the impulse through the air down to home.
Economically and historically, paper is not money.
And you can stand on the arms of the Williamsburg Bridge crying, hey man, well this is Babylon.
We think the government should be much smaller. If government is small, then you don't need an income tax.
You can fire it on a bus to the outside world, down to Louisiana, you can take her with you. I've seen the reins of the real world come forward on the plane. I've seen the Kansas of your sweet little myth. You never seen it, no. I'm half sick on the drinks you mixed through your...
It's all bullshit, folks. It's all bullshit, and it's bad for you.
True dreams.
I have a dream.
Of which
one day, this nation will rise up.
True
live
dreams.
Out the true meaning of its creed.
Of Wichita.
Okay, Republic of Texas Radio. You know, it's really hard to describe the world around you, and sometimes you get the, well, I get the feeling of going to a mixer or an audio manipulator and try to catalog what I see. That was just a compilation I came up with, and man... Republic of Texas Radio, we talk about Texas independence and the world around us, and we've been focusing quite a bit on the world around us because in 2016, the corporate United States, well, they had an election. This guy named Donald Trump was elected president, and, you know, he's been making changes and no changes. It seems business as usual or some kind of... of blue. I don't know. We're going to be doing a few different things today. First of all, let me just get this thing running real quick and we'll just dive right into it. Hey, Dave, are you there?
Yes, sir. Good morning.
Good morning. How was your week?
Oh, just fine. How about you?
Yeah, it was a good week, I do believe. Let's go on to Alan. Hey, Alan, are you still there? Beaky, beaky. Hey, Alan. Huh. Well, you must be out feeding the deer or whatever. I don't know. We'll get back to Alan here in a second. Oh, was that you, Alan? Anyways, folks, Texas independence is really important to me as an individual because I've seen the corporate United States and I've seen this amalgam that we have here. You might want to just call it America, United States of America, whatever. I don't care. But see, it's so diverse. That's one of the problems that I see with, the United States regaining independence and starting to, behave nicely, not hurting people, not taking their stuff. It seems to be built in. Donald Trump himself, you know, he's doing some things and he's wanting to stop people that want to hurt us from coming into the corporate United States of America. And I get that. I really do. And I think that that's an important step. But... a bigger for me is probably if he wasn't over there bombing them and hurting them and making enemies. But hey, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe, no, I'm not wrong. So when I think about Texas independence, I think about, maybe, just maybe, a single state has the ability to come together and form into a collective body and say no. You know, they come over here, they hate us because we're fighting them over there. That's not cool. So Texas, I feel, has a better chance. I mean, California folks, come on. Let them go. I'll support them too. Anyways, we're going to bounce into that really quick. We got John Jarnicki. He's a senator with the Republic of Texas on the line. And, hey, welcome, John. How are you doing?
Well, I'm tired after the trip yesterday, but I'm still on the green side of the grass, so I believe I'm doing all right.
We like green grass. That's kind of cool. Hey, so where was the meeting actually, folks, if you don't know, the Republic of Texas, thetexasrepublic.com, joint congressional session every second Saturday of the month. You can go over to thetexasrepublic.com. Where did you hold this last meeting, John?
It was in Kilgore yesterday, which is from here in Fredericksburg, was 376 miles one direction. So that's why I'm still a little bit groggy. Left at 2 o'clock yesterday morning, got home at about 10:30, 11 o'clock last night.
Wow, that was a hell of a ride, huh?
Well, you got that right. Anyway.
Okay, so where are we in this world? You know, you've been a longtime guest on the show. And where are we with Texas independence currently? Because we got Trump coming along. And what are your thoughts on the, well, reality around us, John?
Well, we're moving along. It's never been or probably ever will be as fast as we would like it to go. But there are so many things that have to be looked into and make sure all the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed as far as our international committee that is working on the proper paperwork to get our case heard in the international court system. That particular committee has kind of split in two, so to speak. There's the one that is handling all that research for this court case that we're going to be going into, and another part that is forming to do the PR work to get the message out to more people within Texas as to what it is we are doing and how we're going about it, and just make as many people possible aware of where we're at and where we want to be.
Well, what exactly is the message? Can you nutshell that and tell us the Republic of Texas's vector on independence?
Well, I mean, you know, even though Donald Trump got in and so many of us supported the idea of getting Trump in there, you know, business is as usual pretty much in Washington, D.C. Yes, Donald Trump has done a lot. I mean, he hit the ground running. He's made some very good decisions. He's made some that are pretty questionable. But we in Texas still feel that we can govern ourselves a whole lot better than some faceless organization out there in Washington, D.C. So we're moving ahead with it. You know, there are so many things that need to be eliminated that, you know, we're getting stuck with regulations, taxes, this, that, everything else, that we can do a better job here than what they have ever done there.
Hey, I see we have Alan on the line. Let's check in. Hey, Alan, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I got dropped somehow earlier, but we're back.
Man, did you hit your head when you were dropped?
They say that I did. That's probably what's wrong with me.
Yeah, John, you know, the Trump thing, right? You know, so marching up to the election last year in 2016, you looked around Gillespie County in the Republic of Texas is still referred to as Travis County. But you looked around and you were far pressed to see a Trump sticker. And I've seen a lot of support now for Trump on cars and whatnot. Have you seen that, you know, surge?
Oh, sure. Yeah. There's, I mean, Trump had a lot of support that the mainstream media, you know, kind of poo-pooed. They said it couldn't happen. But, I mean, he had a message, and he was self-supporting. so he wasn't allowed or wasn't relying on donations and crooked under the table dealings that we know of to get in there.
Hold on a second there, John. I want to just self-supporting might not just be the actual word there. This is for you, Caesar. We've been looking into this guy named Robert Mercer, and he actually contributed quite a bit towards Trump getting him up there. Nobody knows his name, and Caesar wanted us to look at it last week. But that's neither here nor there. I totally agree with your stance on Texas independence. There are way too many laws out there that apply to us, and they're not, removing any and, taking the shackles off. We don't have rights as a state. We have sanctuary cities where illegal aliens can come in, yet you can't go to a sanctuary city that just upholds a constitution, the U.S. Constitution, or the Republic of Texas Constitution, any constitution. It all seems constitutional in my eyes, John, and I know that's how you're trying to, why you're trying to get back to it, right? But let me pose this one question to you. So what we've seen in the last year is the rise of nationalism, okay? If that's right. The global power, the dominating force, the United Nations, NATO, even the ICC are coming under fire this year, whereas last year they didn't. And the Republic of Texas is looking to these international communities to bless them when everybody's cursing them. What do you think about that?
Well, if I understand your question correctly, I believe that other countries in the world are looking to us in the United States and Texas, to make something happen, to give them an easier path for their own independence. We're kind of painting a new picture, or in the process of it. And other countries, and I heard percentages of various countries that are trying to get Trump proteges in their own governments. The U.S. and Texas has been in the spotlight for all of my life, and I'm 74. And way beyond that, or before that, and so like it or not, or other countries like us or not, they still look to us to be filling a leadership role for whatever's going on in the world. And I believe it's happening, and it's sped up a lot from where it had been. I guess that's, hopefully I covered or answered the question that you had.
Well, I don't know if my question has an answer, but my thought was kind of like, well, one of my thoughts was that Trump was going to come in and look at the United Nations and said, we're not playing with you. Right. But he went in there and he's got his girl in there and she's doing the exact same thing that a United States representative does at the United Nations as, well, the last CEO of the corporate America, Barack Obama did. They're just out there talking and yelling and doing whatnot. It's all pretty confusing, whereas the EU is collapsing. And we're probably going to see that in 2017 as it, shatters into a bunch of, better run countries, with less restraints on them. I don't know where we're going. Let's jump to Doc. What are you hearing here?
Well, I think he's trying. I really believe that the last administration left enough landmines that he's really having a hard time getting through all that, and he hasn't been able to put his full cabinet together yet. So, and I still believe, and I guess I'm the eternal optimist, but I think he upset the apple cart. I don't think he's part of the script because the protests and the craziness are still going on. So I really think if he gets the cabinet all set up, he's always been against a lot of those wars. So maybe we see a big pullback, and the only thing he deals with in the rest of the world is ISIS.
So you think that maybe, you know, Trump has a chance of, well, freeing America? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I do, because so far in my lifetime, this is the first time anybody that I ever voted for started doing the things they said they were going to do. He even did them before he got in office. So, and I think he's something different. And, you know, God bless him. He's trying, and he's fighting an awful lot of bureaucracy in D.C., and all the crazies are afraid they're going to lose Santa Claus. So they're fighting him real hard. But I think he's trying to get us really free of the rest of the global crap.
Any thoughts, Alan?
Well, I don't know. Maybe the one thing I can see is maybe it's giving some people the chance to possibly begin waking up. They're actually hearing someone up there in power talking about some of the things that are going wrong, that the media is lying to us, and various other things like that. Let me read you one short paragraph here out of our local paper here. And this is in the DOS News section, which is a little small community, you know, outside of Fredericksburg here. And let me read this one paragraph here. We had some crazy weather here in DOS this past week. We had brisk winds with bright sunshine. Something came in with the winds, and a lot of folks are down with sore throats, running noses, and more. Is it still blamed on the cedar pollen? See, around here, anytime there are a bunch of people, all of a sudden the hospitals get slammed with a bunch of sick people, they tend to blame it on the cedar pollen, which when the cedar pollen does let go up here, you can see it blowing across the valleys. It's like, you know, misty yellow clouds. But that's not what happened here just lately. I think that people are starting to notice what's going on in the skies above us, and then noticing that a bunch of people are getting sick when some strange things happen. So maybe there's a little bit of hope. Some people are waking up, and this actually got into the paper. They're slipping up a little bit.
Yeah, I can see where you're coming from. It's kind of like, but I still think, and I agree with you, Alan, that we are succeeding in getting people to question the norms. I heard somebody say that, did you know that George Bush really wasn't a good president? There, that's a wake-up period. That's a wake-up thing, right? It's proof. Then, but Doc, you sit there and tell me that, Trump is walking through a minefield, right? And I'm saying he's in the middle of the dang minefield, and there isn't an inch to step. Everywhere you go is death. That's the way that I see the path out of it for this amalgam. All these states that came together to form the United States of America are so drained down. That's why I went for Texas independence. You know, it was a few years that I'm sitting there going, man, Texas can never become a, you know, independent nation. But I still think that it's just too big of a, you know, too big of a rock to carry. And so I'm interested in seeing what the Republic of Texas folks are doing. And I believe where they're going. Hey, What did you think about this meeting that happened yesterday? Did that inspire you, give you a lot of hope? Did you guys talk about Trump a lot, or did you just get to business?
No, we got to business, and I will tell you one thing that we are working on right now. One of our past presidents, and Jerry Lahr, and I know you have had him on your program once or twice. Jerry's a pretty smart cookie.
Oh, yeah.
Now, we have always had a problem. You know, back when we came out of abeyance in 05, there were some things within the Republic of Texas Constitution that were amended in 07. But there are still...
that's the music, John. Hang on, John. That's the music. We'll catch you on the other side. Republic of Texas Radio.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I had gout in both my knees, and it's gone.
Well, I'm pretty stupid. I should have ordered it, like, you know, 15 years ago. It's the most effective product that I've ever bought in my life.
He had eczema on his hand, and it cracked for years. Mm-hmm. He did anything from doctor, every cream, everything. And 3 months on the veggies and fruit, it was gone.
They're just awesome. They keep asking me, what am I doing? I told them what I did with my cholesterol. I had the blood test, right? And it went down 100 points. 262, now it's 162. Everything is just perfect.
Balance of Nature is celebrating its 20th anniversary by providing you the best offer they've ever given. 2 free months of fruits and veggies and free shipping. Call now for details. Call 1-800-2468-751. That's 1-800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code TALK.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Okay, so the word abeyance that John Jarnicki used, for you that don't know what it means, and maybe I don't have the correct definition, but here's a go at it. What it means is that, well, in 1846, if I'm not mistaken, the Republic of Texas, the nation, merged somehow mysteriously into the United States government. And the word abeyance is used in the Republic of Texas as the time where the 10th Congress left and, well, came back into session. Did I botch that, John?
No, you're pretty much right on. We were in basically the nation, Republic of Texas, was in a dormant stage for 175-odd years, something like that.
Okay. We don't have very much time before the bottom of the hour, and I wanted to hear what your point was, because when it came out of abeyance, the Constitution of the Republic of Texas needed to be amended because it was kind of dated. Now, you're telling me yesterday, Jerry, Laura, and you guys were talking about, you know, some of where you stand currently today. Is that correct?
Yeah, that is correct. There are still a lot of things that need to be changed. What we are working on now is a preamble to the existing Constitution, which can put the kibosh to those various things that politicians and whatever can use to circumvent the true meaning of the Constitution. The Constitution, whether it is ours, U.S., whatever, is basically a rule book which the elected officials have to follow to keep from putting the screws to the people. You know, they go around that all the time. We want to get it to the point that there is zero wiggle room for politicians to put the screws to the people. And so that's what we're working on in the interim. You know, besides our the International Committee and the PR Committee and all this. But the people are the ones that are going to have to look it over, tweak it, whatever has to be, and they dang sure need to have a voice in making that happen and putting it together. We need bodies that can help us to put this thing together so when our independence is granted, we have everything in place that needs to be to protect the people of Texas against the politicians.
Well, bodies are going to be a tough call right now. You know, everybody's in that lull of Trump. And it's something's got to give before everybody, you know, loses all hope, I guess, and then looks to themselves, to, you know, or to their, well, what nation? To Texas? I don't know.
Well, that's one of the reasons for the split on that to start this PR committee is to be able to get the word out and keep everything in the forefront so that we can make it happen.
Well, yeah, that's important, and that's kind of why I'm here because, the story is fascinating, folks, really, if you look at it. As far as the birth of a nation, you can see Texas, how it came into being, and, well, see it go away. And I'm telling you, it's coming again. There's a lot of people working to achieve Texas independence, and like you, Senator John Jarnicki, I would encourage everybody to go over and, you know, familiarize yourself with their site. It's at thetexasrepublic.com. You can check out what they're about. Go to another joint congressional sessions. They're really fun. Hey, we got about a minute left there, John. We're going to have to bring you back really quick. Maybe we'll bounce you in next week. We got a little bit more to talk about, but you got about a minute.
Okay, well, one thing to get out to the people is all of our sessions are on what is called Zoom, which people don't necessarily have to be there in person. They can get on the internet on this Zoom call, which how to do that is on the website, and people can participate without actually being there.
Well, that's nice. Has that been working out pretty good? You guys get over the initial bumps?
Well, yeah, I believe we have. You know, it depends on where we are meeting, as to what kind of a Wi-Fi connection there is in order to make it happen. Yesterday happened to work out very well. There has been other meetings that there were glitches and it wasn't a strong, what they call, Wi-Fi connection. We had some difficulties, but yesterday worked out real well.
Hey, good to hear from you, John. TheTexasRepublic.com. We'll figure it out for next week. Hold on, folks. We'll do the break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Oh, fall. My favorite time of year. Cooler temperatures and, well, let's be honest, layers. Lots and lots of layers. Look, I get it. We all have that favorite hoodie. Matter of fact, I've got a few favorite hoodies. You should wear yours. Enjoy it. I do. But I stay focused on my health year-round. And for me, I take Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. I eat right, control my portion sizes, still maintain a commitment to regular fitness, and I get plenty of rest, and I take Nature's Youth RSF. It's okay to cover up your beach body for a few months, but don't just forget about it. Nature's Youth understands exactly what it means to provide top-quality health products, and Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain peak performance levels and fight the aging process. So layer up and get started today with Nature's Youth RSF. Naturesyouth.com. Simple to use, even simpler to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Okay, we're back. Republic of Texas Radio. Well, I don't know. Am I on mute? Nah, I'm not on mute. Hey, so you're listening to the Republic of Texas Radio Show. John Jarnicky was our, well, he was kind of an impromptu guest. I was already set up the lineup for this week, and we're working on getting him on the line right now. But something in the back of my head says that we really need to start refocusing on what was going on with Texas independence. As you know, there's not very many other places that you can find out from the people that are in the forefront about Texas independence. I mean, there's the Doc Green Show. That's probably the only other real place that, that catalogs the entire thing. What do you think there, Dave?
Yeah, I think you're right. Doc Green and us, not too many that are trying to get out the word and tell the truth and to pick up on the smaller stories like Alan brought up in that little newspaper that you're not going to hear on mainstream media.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. Hey, Alan, so we do got our guest on the line, and I don't think you were on the show at the time we had him last on. His name's Charles or Chuck Ocelli. He's you can actually find his stuff over at ocelli.com. That's ocelli.com. And, man, Alan, if you love the show. Anyways, well, let's bring him on. Hey, Chuck, are you there?
Can you hear me?
Mr. Chuck. Man, technical boo-boos.
I heard him.
Well, here's the thing, guys. You got the wrong Chuck. This is Chuck Smith, and if you're looking for Chuck Ocelli, you need to hit the other number. I was wondering why you called this morning.
Oh, is that Chuck Smith?
Dude, I'm going to get back to work, and you guys hunt up the right Chuck, okay?
Okay. Take care, Chuck.
All right, buddy. Yeah. Bye-bye now.
Okay. Now, that's funny. I was thinking of old Chuckles, too. You know, well, actually, the Chucks are a little bit different. Hey, Sam, I guess what we'd need to do is that his Skype is Chuck dot whatever. I sent it to you. Okay, bad Sam. Just kidding. He does a great job, and we have to flow with it because, well, we don't have billions of dollars. But anyways, I was telling you about Ocelli, right? And so he's a researcher, and he talks a lot about the stuff that you talk about, Alan. Man, it would be nice to get American Freedom Radio on the satellite, but, you know, I don't know. Most of these people don't care about satellite, Alan.
Yeah, I know. It's ancient technology, but, you know, sometimes it works the best.
Yeah, sometimes it does. Hey, so that was Chuck, and now we've got Chuck, the real Chuck, on the line. This is fun. Senor Ocelli, are you there?
Senor Ocelli. Okay, I haven't been greeted that way in a while. How you doing, Steve?
I'm doing pretty good. I don't know. We got Chuck Smith on the line right before you. You know, my board op called him into the queue, kind of woke him up. Did you hear about that?
No, I didn't catch that. Chuck Smith, I love that guy. He's a good guy.
he can be interesting.
Absolutely.
Firecracker.
Anyway, are we live now, Steve?
Oh, yes, sir. We're all going on. We're about a half hour into it, 37 minutes. We were talking about Texas independence, and, well, then we talked a little bit about you and the Ocelli effect. We happen to know a lot of those subjects that you talk about on your show, and I was telling Alan, well, you cover a lot of topics. How do you describe your show, Chuck?
Well, I'd say that it is meant to be a discussion forum where I demonstrate various things through discussions with real people that are concerned about different issues. We bounce around from, you know, news and your general sort of information topics, obviously, to concepts that I think need to be understood fully and allow people that wish to speak passionately about them to speak about them, but also to be challenged. And I do this in a way that's a little unorthodox. You know, I don't ask the normal questions in a lot of cases. I simply have a conversation with the individual. You know, I don't accept scripted questions. I did it once in hundreds and hundreds of shows. I did it one time, and I swear I will never do it again. So, you know, I talk to authors.
What happened? Tell me the story. What happened?
Okay, well, look, just so your listeners know, I'm one of these guys who absolutely does not buy the official story of 9/11. Okay, so big shocker, I'm sure. But the thing is that I had on one of these guys from Architects and Engineers, Richard Gage, in fact, and he had a script, effectively, that he wanted stuck to. And, you know, and I don't know, I was pretty new to doing the live broadcasting thing, and I said, sure, I'll try it. And I think it was one of the most absolutely awful interviews I ever did. It was just allowing him to give a speech on my platform. And what good does that do anybody? You know, I think that you should be able to challenge people's assertions, whether you agree with them or not. I've done a series recently focusing on nationalism. Okay. Yeah. And what did I decide to do there? Well, you know, Americans are having some very interesting conversations regarding nationalistic ideals. But I decided to go with the Canadian discussion. I have a lot of Canadian listeners, and I wanted to see if the conversation sounds exactly the same north of our alleged border that it does here. And the result is, yes, indeed, it sounds precisely the same.
Identical. Identical. I listened to that discourse, and I find it fascinating, right? And one of the subjects of that discourse, you had several different people on, and you were asking them about some, well, a lot of the groups are working on non-discriminatory, well, communication styles. I guess that means that we can talk about anybody whatsoever. So we don't take one class of individuals, let's say, how do I put it? Okay, you can't talk about, in a lot of countries, you can't talk about the Holocaust because it's against the law to be, well, against the official story, and they'll put you in jail. And I believe that Canada is kind of, well, I don't know if they throw you in jail, but what they wanted to do is they felt persecuted, if I correct me if I'm wrong, Chuck, because they couldn't talk about the way they see Islam. Was that correct? Did I frame that?
Well, in the Canadian Parliament right now, there is a resolution which would outlaw discussing aspects of Islam in a negative way, categorizing it as hate speech. Here's the thing. I'm one of these guys, again, you got to recognize my mentality, and I was trying to be as even as possible with these guys. I believe in the only limit on free speech being that you are not there to provoke violence against someone else. Okay, violence or destructive behavior against someone else. You know, the instance that you were to make statements that were meant to, oh, I don't know, provoke or cause or encourage someone to violate someone else. This is the only limitation that I think should be on free speech. If I want to get on air and talk to you about how deplorable I find Christianity to be, I should be allowed to do so. If I want to get on air and talk to you about Judaism, Islam, atheists, and how absolutely, what would I say, I don't know, devoid of moral fiber they are, I should be allowed to do that because this is my this is my expression. So long as I'm not saying, you know, go out and do something to these people, so long as I'm not saying, you know, rise up and commit violence, there is no reason to limit my speech in my estimation. I don't know, you know, again, one of these crazy ideas I grew up with as a kid that I had the right to do so and not endowed by a constitution with that right, but endowed with that right by virtue of my creation. Regardless of who you think your creator is, if it's just your parents in the backseat of a Nova, baby, somebody created you. And by virtue of the fact that you were created, guess what? You have that right. The government and the constitutions and all of these legal mechanisms are supposed to be there to, what, ensure those rights, make sure that others don't violate them. But those rights were given to you by, you know, again, virtue of your creation. How else do I put it, Stephen?
You know? Well, here's the deal. You said a key word in there, supposed to, right? We have this paradigm we live in, the Democrats and the Republicrats, and, you know, well, it's the rule of the day. And currently we have Trump, you know, here allegedly the ruler, and, well, the Democrats are running roughshod and saying, well straightforward, they're calling for violence. Nancy Pelosi came out and said, well, we've got to reassemble and get them. Right. And I'm not sure she talked about killing him directly, but there's been several instances here where notable figures will sit there and call for violence. And, well, it to me, it feels like, well, there's one half of the United States, and it might not be a half. It might be a minority that think it's time to bring violence on the nation to get their way. I don't know. It's kind of a scary place we're at. Maybe it's a good place, Chuck.
Well, you know, it's an interesting place because only a few years ago, you know, I was confronted quite a bit in the alternative media circles. I'm holding up air quotes for you guys. The alternative media circles with people that you would describe as patriots who were really pushing the envelope about how, you know, what we need to do is grab our weapons and go and target XYZ. A lot of this was happening on, you know, lesser known networks, in public, in private. A lot of that sentimentality was there. I find it fascinating that on the other alleged side of the alleged equation, now you have the, well, let's call them the more liberal folks in our midst, pretty much calling for the same type of thing, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What do you think, Alan?
Yeah, no, what we're trying to do, all of us, I believe our mission is to get people to break their programming, to open their mind up, to look at other possibilities other than what's been instilled into them through a system that we know has got a definite purpose in mind. We're trying to get them to open their minds and be the free people that they're meant to be.
Well, exactly.
Yeah, and I'd like to add something to that. That's, I guess, when you say alternate media circles, and I'm putting up at least a half a quote. Different people speak different angles towards achieving a similar goal, a free and independent. Maybe they don't even want freedom and independence. They just don't want people to be like them. But I don't remember running through too many circles where everybody says, so we need to have arms and go do this and that. But I feel like I'm getting that today from the liberals, and I still like calling them snowflakes because it just – and is that the same thing as sheeple? I don't know, but it's crazy.
I think that's terribly unfair to sheep, and here's why. You know, sheep have some discernment about what it is they choose to eat. I think goats are better an analogy here, because goats really don't care about what it is they consume, and I'm witnessing people really behaving as goats, allowing themselves to be infiltrated with a whole lot of junk food, whether it be, well, directly in the form of junk food, or for that which is created for their mentality, which is intellectual junk food, you know, and things which are not food at all, and they're completely fictitious, basically so that sentimentality can be driven. So I would prefer that we call them goats as opposed to sheep, Stephen.
Okay. Well, sometimes I kind of feel bad that I'm even calling them names, because I go, well, man, how you don't make friends and influence people by calling them names. But I don't think that they're ready to shift their paradigm. Their paradigm is given to them emotionally rather than logically. Shows like having a logical discussion with somebody that's emotional, it's almost like flailing at the wind. It's crazy. Hey, I want to shift on you. Did you follow the whole run-up to Donald Trump land?
Yes.
Okay. Last week, somebody brought up a name, and I've gotten into this name a little bit. His name's Robert Mercer. Do you know anything about him?
It sounds familiar. Please inform me, though.
Well, let me just. Well, I don't know yet. See, researching really takes some time, and you can start scratching the surface, but. Donald Trump, everybody's going, man, he financed the whole thing himself. And then you go, is that true? And, well, the name came up. It's Robert Mercer, and he seems to be a buddy of Donald Trump's. And as you look into this individual, and he's, like, you know, funding, you know, the biggest PAC that his daughter runs the PAC, and they supported Donald Trump. I don't know if it's neither here nor there, but Robert Mercer seemed to be really involved with getting Trump up there. So as I don't know, I was just hoping that you'd gone down that rabbit trail already.
Well, see, I'm still stuck on Roger Stone, understand. And why am I stuck on Roger Stone, in case people don't know who that is? This guy's got a political hatchet man pedigree going all the way back to Nixon. But you know what? It does include Bush. It does include various moves during the Reagan administration. It includes various actions that were in favor of people on the alleged other side of the aisle as well. Interesting character, Roger Stone. And this is one of Trump's good friends. This is a guy who's in his ear, and I find this guy real fascinating, and the character of Steve Bannon rather fascinating too. I don't know about this Mercer guy. Maybe he's another piece to the puzzle, but what do you guys think about those two that I just brought up?
Oh, hey, Doc, why don't you field that one? You were out there?
Well, yeah. The one came from Breitbart, and I think they're trying to do what we're doing. Now, is he going to try to push his agenda with Trump? Sure. But I think his agenda is a lot more like what all of us are talking about, so that's okay. And the other guy, I don't know a whole lot about him, but like you said, he's been around a long time. So I'm sure everybody that gets close to Trump is going to try to swing their agenda a little bit.
Well, I'm not too sure that they have the same agenda as us, Doc. You know, what I want to do is I want to free people. I want to have land free. I don't want to have taxes on land. I want to have limited laws. I want to have small government. I want the people of the world to not hurt other people and go out and try to conquest. I don't want to take advantage of people. Is that a pie-in-the-sky dream? I don't know. It just might be. But that's what I want. And I don't think they want that. I really don't. I don't know what they want, quite honestly. Now, what about
Chuck? Steve, you know what? I'm more like you here. I don't agree with the Breitbart agenda for sure. And I do agree with the majority of the sentiments you just put forth, which does not make you friends, by the way, real quickly. It really doesn't. It seems like, you know, that would be just a nice, kind way to put things. But I'm guaranteeing you, you will not make friends doing that.
Oh, I understand. That's the music. Hang on, folks. Short segment coming up. We got Chuck Ocelli on. He'll be on the next hour, too. Hang on.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay, we're back. A short segment coming up. I've got Chuck Ocelli. That's at he's from Ocelli.com. He's a talk show host, and it's Ocelli is spelled O-C-H-E-L-L-I at a .com, and you'll be able to figure out what's going on with him. And he was just telling us about, well, that's, I guess the way to say it is, some thoughts and having an opinion in a certain direction doesn't win you friends. I read your bio there, Chuck, and man, a lot of conversations must be just completely sideways when people start talking to you, because you're a big JFK researcher. So that means, well, you see the world a lot differently than most people. You know, when somebody brings up a character's name, you go, oh, I get it. Is that hard? Does that make you any friends?
No, it does not. And it's interesting, you know, I brought up this guy, Roger Stone, right? Now, he's an author who's written on JFK. He's also written on the Clintons, which I thought was a good book. And I interviewed him on my show for that book, by the way, before a moratorium was put against me by people. I interviewed him on my show about it. And one of the most revealing things that he had said to me, and I want to lead this back into the Trump discussion for a reason. He said that, I thought at the time, because he hadn't secured the nomination, that this was a joke. Okay. And he said, you know, you really underestimate Donald Trump's narcissism. And I said, okay, I will take that under advisement, since you've known him for 40 years. That's the kind of conversations I have with people, by the way. And, you know, it's fascinating to me that now I'm watching exactly that play out, that a man seems to be behaving as though he thinks he's a ruler. Fascinating. And to watch the GOP now jump on board, you know, sort of like one of those animals who rides on the back of an alligator saying, well, at least we're going in the right direction. You know, it's really interesting. It makes you wonder about whether there really is a difference here, whether it's just a matter of, well, what I've been contending for a long time, we have a one-party system here, which is all about maintaining those who are at the bottom to remain at the bottom, and everybody else gets to shuffle the chips in the casino. And you and me and everybody else, we don't actually get to own anything. You brought up land ownership. We don't get to own anything because we are owned. Okay, that's the reality here. And no, I don't want to get deep into the straw man discussion and how, you know, is it my corporation or me that owns anything? Because that would take us a while, Steve. But yeah, it's a worthy conversation to be had. And it's something to think about when you're watching, you know, people invest their entire sentimentality into these figures, these individuals who are obviously playing the game for the sake of playing the game and not really giving the least bit of feces, let's just say, because I'm going to be nice about this, about what it is happens to the rest of us. Okay, they want to try and drive support. They want to try and look good, or at least they want to try and stay in the, you know, in the cycles of media, because that's the best part about this, is that whether somebody's trying to sell you Trump as a good guy or a bad guy, they're still selling you Trump, and so is he. So, yeah, you know, it's interesting to me.
Yeah. You really can find positives and negatives in there. You know, Trump is acting kind of like a dictator, but he has, like, well, there's been a lot of presidents that have acted just like that, thinking that they can rule by, you know, decree and by pen. And I was hoping for more of a constitutionalist, but, you know, I honestly didn't have very much hope. And I probably, well, got a little bit on the side, still skeptical. And the music is playing. We got another hour with Chuck O'Chelly. So hang on, folks. We'll be right back. Republic of Texas Radio.
Had a more intimate connection with the spirit world. Learned as a community and equally taught every boy and girl. The tree of life is us, my friends. We are.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find
and some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.